Right, thank you, members. We'll swiftly move on to the last item on today's agenda. That's planning application P20240114. It's a reserved matters application relating to planning application P20120167 for the erection of a single detached industrial warehouse unit with ancillary offices covering use classes E1, B2, B8 and providing 9,393 square metres of floor space with associated vehicle parking, cycle storage, yard space, circulation, lighting, landscaping, access road, access point off the access road and other ancillary developments at address Quintus Phase 3, Branston Lock, Tatenhill Lane, Branston, Staffordshire, DE143PD. If I pass over to the planning officer for presentation, thank you.
Good afternoon. As the Chair said, this is planning application P20240114 for Quintus Phase 3 at Branston Locks. This is the third phase of the employment development part of the Sustainable Urban Extension at Branston Locks, and it is a reserved matters application for a single warehouse unit covering the use classes E1, B2 and B8. Pressed the wrong button, sorry. Sorry, technical difficulties here. Yeah. Press that. So moving on to the plan here, the black outline is the application site boundary. Excuse me. The plot is bounded to the west by the Trent and Mersey Canal, which is conservation area, highlighted by the pinky colour, and to the east by the A38 that runs along here. It's the most northerly point of the plot on the industrial development, with phases one, these three units here, phase two, this is phase three. Phases one and two, as you saw this morning at the site visit, are already constructed and occupied. This site would finish at the end of the existing access road that has been purpose-built off Branston Road for access into the development. This just provides you with an overview of the two phases so far. So the green is phase one and the yellow is phase two. An overview of Branston Locks as a whole, just going through briefly, this is the Lovell Homes development at the northern end of the site, 190 houses under construction at the moment. Excuse me. The yellow area is Crest Homes. There is an approval for that that came to committee a few months ago for 284 houses. That is about to go on site. We're just dealing with the last discharge conditions at the moment. The two green here are Cameron Homes Phase 1 and Phase 2, which are 70 and 244 houses. Phase 1 completed, occupied. Phase 2, the majority occupied, and it's just nearing completion. And this area here is Taylor Wimpey. That was the first phase that was built, fully occupied, 201 houses. The school is that area there in red. And as members saw this morning, that is well under construction now. Just an aerial photograph to show the overall site. You'll note that the area directly the other side of the canal from the application site is an area of public open space, park, stroke, sports facilities. So there's no residential immediately on the other side of the canal. Just a summary of the existing master plan for the area. So phase one is those three units. Phase two is the large Werner building that we saw this morning, and this is the application site. The other buildings at the southern end of the site, there's applications still to come forward for those, but that area is currently being used as the site compound for the highway works of the Branston Junction. So the development comprises one large industrial unit with a service yard to the rear, sitting at the end of the existing access road that runs down the site. Car parking for staff and visitors to the side of the building and on that corner to the frontage. The elevations, very similar to the existing buildings on site, with a mix of differing cladding colours and timber cladding. The glazing element is to the corner and the frontage, so that it's visible as you come down the road and from the canal. So some visuals that have been provided to show the entrance to the building and the glazing to the frontage, and then a view from the canal looking through to the building through what will be the strategic green infrastructure planting. Excuse me. As I explained this morning, on-site landscaping within the red line boundary is limited. It is only a small amount around the car parking area on the frontage and a bit down the side. But moving on, and as explained this morning, condition 24 on the original outline consent requires details of all the strategic green infrastructure planting to be provided for each phase of the development. There is a large amount of strategic green infrastructure throughout the site. In total, it's 18 hectares across the whole of the SUE. In this particular case, there's a triangular area of land to the north of the site that will be planted out with trees to create a woodland, and additional planting along the canal and planting to the side between the Werner site and the application site, and then along the A38 boundary. Those are not for determination today. Those details comprise a discharge condition application on the outline consent. So just a few photographs. The access road looking down towards phases 1 and 2. And you can see the Werner building there. Obviously, that's phase 2, and the application site will sit beyond that. That's the end of the Werner building, so the northern end of the Werner building. So the new building will sit here on this land, and then sitting into the triangular area in the corner. You can just make out in the distance the commercial buildings that sit on the opposite side of the A38. Few pictures from the canal towpath, which noted this morning has had a refurbishment and is very walkable now. There is extensive vegetation along the canal boundary. Some areas need some improvement, and that is part of the strategic green infrastructure landscaping works to infill some of those areas. One member asked this morning about pedestrian access out onto the towpath, and that will be part of the scheme. There will also be, when a pedestrian footpath, a footbridge across the canal to the local centre, and that will form part of the local centre reserve matters application when that comes in. So the existing access road into the site that was purpose-built for the employment phase. So going through the report, County Highways and National Highways, no objections. Flood Authority, no objections. The drainage strategy will form the discharge of Condition 40 on the outline consent, and they have already approved all the details for Phases 1 and 2. We noted this morning the attenuation pond that was to the side of the Werner building that forms part of the drainage strategy for the whole site. County archaeology, condition 53 on the outline consent is required to be discharged on each phase of the development. Environment Agency have raised no objections. Active Travel England have asked for their standing advice to be issued to the developer. Excuse me. Canal and River Trust are content that conditions 24 and 40 on the outline consent cover the landscaping and just wanted to ensure that there was no light spill onto the canal from the external lighting. The developer has provided additional detail to ensure that there is no light spill to the canal. The National Forest have raised no objections and they have given some advice on the discharge of condition 14 and 24 on the outline consent. Staffs, police, no objections, security and design advice provided. Inland Waterways have raised an objection to the size and position of the unit and the proximity to the canal, concerned about the impact on the canal. Insufficient landscaping and strategic landscaping has not yet been implemented. However, I think members did note that this morning that a large part of the strategic landscaping on the opposite side of the access road, as you come down past phases 1 and 2, has now been implemented. Environmental health, no objections. Conditions on the outline consent will need to be discharged. And the conservation officer has been consulted because of the proximity of the building to the canal and has raised no objections. Branston Parish Council have made no response on the proposals, no comments from ward members. One objection has been received. They thought the site would be developed for housing, concerns about the look of the building, noise and additional traffic. I pointed out that actually directly opposite the application site, it would be public open space. There is no residential on the other side of the canal. So policies, MPPF, the local plan, design guide, the parking SPD and Branston neighbourhood plan. Moving on to the main body of the report, the principle of the development and employment development at the site was approved under the original outline consent, the approved design guide and the Section 106 agreement back in 2015. This scheme forms the third phase of the employment park. Design and impact on the area. The design and layout of the development complies with the requirements of the outline consent, the 106 and the approved design guide. The proposals provide one large warehouse unit of a similar design to phases 1 and 2, with large glazing elements to the front elevation and a variety of appropriate materials to break up the front elevation in particular. The service yard area was set to the rear with parking and landscaping to the side and front. In terms of amenity, the proposals have no adverse impact on the future occupiers of the remainder of the Branston Locks SUE. As I mentioned, the area opposite would be a public open space. In terms of highways, the development raises no adverse highway safety issues. Proposals utilise the new road junction off Branston Road, approved under the outline consent, and provides parking in compliance with the parking standards SPD. An appropriate parking and manoeuvring space will be provided for HGVs within the site, as well as disabled parking and electric vehicle charging. Historic environment, despite the proximity to the canal conservation area, the design and layout minimises impact and maximises enhancement in terms of landscaping, design and materials to result in no adverse impact on the local heritage assets. Flood Risk and Drainage, Environment Agency have raised no objections, and Severn Trent Water and the Flood Team are currently assessing drainage details for this phase submitted to Discharge Condition 40 on the outline consent, and as I said previously, have already agreed the details for Phases 1 and 2. In terms of biodiversity and trees, the proposals include new trees within the landscaping scheme, and trees were included in the land to the north of the site, which will be discharged under Condition 24. And the National Forest have provided comments on that. Timber cladding has also been incorporated into the design of the front elevation. So, in conclusion, the proposals comply with the original outline consent, the Section 106 agreement and the approved design guide. The local plan, the design SPD, parking standards SPD and the MPPS. We have worked proactively with the applicant during the course of the application, and the recommendation is for approval with conditions as per the report. There is an item on the late paper to confirm the approved plans in condition one, and to delete condition four regarding noise, as this is covered by one of the conditions already on the outline consent, so it's not required.
Thank you for that. I believe we have one speaker on this item, so if I could ask for Tom Robinson to come forward. Just press the button in the centre when you're ready, sir.
Thank you. Chairs, member of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of this application. My name's Tom Robinson from JLL, and I represent the applicant, Nurton Developments. As you know, this is a reserved matters application submitted following the approval of a major outline application for the Branston Locks development. Nurton has already delivered four large industrial units on the Quintus site, and are pleased to report that these units are occupied and functioning well for their occupiers. In line with good practice, our client engaged with the council early on in the process and took on board the advice of your officers prior to submitting this application. This included amending the proposals to reduce the scale of the building, move the building back from the canal, which is a conservation area, and increase tree planting and landscaping to screen the development. We've sought to address the comments from the consultees as they've been received, and are pleased to note there are no objections from statutory consultees. As noted in your officer's report, there are a number of current applications lodged with the council to discharge conditions linked to the outline consent, which relate to this phase of the development. These conditions cover matters such as strategic landscaping, noise impact, and matters relating to the wider Quintus site. In particular, the conditions attached to the outline consent include the submission of a high-quality and comprehensive landscaping scheme on land around the reserve matters application site. In particular, the triangular area of land to the north of the site and the strip along the canal will accommodate significant planting to soften the appearance of the new building, while gaps in existing hedgerows will be filled in. This has led to the conservation officer raising no objection. We strongly support your officer's recommendation for approval of the scheme and respectfully ask that the reserve matters in front of you today are approved. Thank you.
Thank you. I can now open the floor up for debate with committee members. Councillor Jones, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. This industrial unit that's there is completely in keeping with the other two for phase, from phase one and phase two. Personally, I think they're really good looking industrial units compared to some of the ones that are around, not necessarily this area, but certainly around. I think they're really good. And as this is the reserve matters application, the only thing we're looking at is the unit with a small bit of landscaping and some car parking. And most of the landscaping for the major site is controlled by some other condition 24, that we're not looking at in this application today. So for me, I have no objection to this at all. I think that it's completely in keeping with what's already there. What's already there is attractive. And I'm happy. Thank you.
Councillor Slater.
F- Thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm broadly in favour of this application as well. But I do notice, though, that the gentleman said that there was no objections, but the inland waterways people did object. They're talking about this. Lost it again. I'm so sorry. Where's it gone? Inland waterways, objection to size position, and it basically boils down to the landscape master plan. And can I take it from what you said that this is being implemented, isn't it? It is being implemented, despite what they said.
Yes. Inland waterways are not a statutory consultee. They are actually a charity, but we do consult with them because they've requested to be consulted. The statutory consultee is the Canal and River Trust, and they have raised no objections.
Beg your pardon, sir. Sorry, I didn't know that. Okay. May I raise another point, please, Chair? Thank you. And otherwise, from this morning's conversation, which we had, I know we can't impose a condition for solar panels, but can we kindly suggest to the gentleman's developer that they consider putting solar panels on their roof? It's a lovely roof space you've got there for all your properties, and I would think a nice row of solar panels will save CO2 emissions, generate some kind of income. It would saving electric costs for you yourselves if the developer keeps the electricity or the people use it, and I think we should actively promote that.
That can be added as an advisory if you members wish to do that.
Yes, please. Do we have to vote? Oh, sorry. Yes, please.
I would say yes on that one because it's it's not that it's an ask, but yes, a new topic. But it's not an amending something that's been submitted. Yes. So yeah,
thank you.
If you want to do that, I would suggest that you put that forward and members can vote on it.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so.
Thank you, Councillor Slater. So you're wishing to add a comment for solar panels?
Informative. Wishing to have
solar panels.
Informative for the developer to consider putting solar panels on the roof of this new.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll take that for a vote. So all those in favour of Councillor Slater's informative for solar panels. That's a unanimous decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any further speakers? Councillor Whittaker.
Yeah, just to agree with everything's been said, and I think both the developer and the council officers should be congratulated on excellent development. It's a pleasure to go round, and the plantings are really good. You know, they've all done well, obviously, with the climate. But I think both sides should be congratulated on this. It's a good development, and we should go straight to the vote with the conditions as changed.
Councillor Legg.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to ask that there is provision made for the smokers amongst the employees there and somewhere to sit in the shelter, please.
After that was mentioned this morning, I did contact the agent. There was a condition added by members on phase two. If you bear with me a moment, I've got the wording of that somewhere here. There was adding a condition that asked for details of smoke and shelter and facilities for staff to be provided within the parking area. If members are happy with that can be added to this consent as well. The same wording as was on phase two.
Thank you. You want to come back on that?
Yes, please, Chair. Yes, please, Barbara, could you add it? Thank you.
Oh, I've got the word in here now, sorry. Prior to the first occupation of the development, details employee rest facilities within the car park area to include seating, waste bins and smoking shelters in an appropriate, unobtrusive position shall be submitted to and approved in writing by the LPA and approved details fully implemented prior to the first occupation of the building.
Thank you. Are you happy with that, Councillor Legg?
And
then we move on.
You need to vote to add it.
Thank you. I've just been informed by the planning officers we'll need to vote on that additional condition regarding the smoking shelters. So, taking the comments just made by the planning officer, Barbara, can we take that to a vote, all those in favour? Thank you. That's unanimous and that's passed. So, in general, basically, what we've heard, a comprehensive report from the planning officer, we've heard from the applicant themselves. Generally, we've got a reserved matters application, no objections from consultees. So, obviously, we've got a proposer and we've got a seconder. So, if I can just clarify and confirm that, Councillor Whittaker, you're happy to propose? Councillor Jones, sorry. Councillor Jones, are you happy to propose? Thank you. And Councillor Whittaker, you're happy to second
it.
Yep, we'll take that to a vote. All those in favour of the application to approve? Thank you. That's the unanimous decision there. So the application has been recommended to approve, subject to the conditions and discharge and informatives as per discussions. Thank you.
We'll include that in phases 5, 6, and whatever else is left.
Thank you. Your comments have been noted. Also, if we can pass thanks to the planning officers and the developers on the excellent work that's been taken out from Councillor Whittaker and the rest of the planning committee, as well as myself as the chair. Thank you. Thank you. We'll move on to item number 7 of the agenda now. Request members to consider the appeals received, withdrawn or determined. Thank you. Noted. Agenda item number 8. Request members to consider the delegated planning permission circulated with the agenda. Noted. Thank you. Now we'll move into the private part of the meeting. So if I could request the press and public to leave the room, that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or nature of proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda. Thank you. Do I have a proposer for that? Councillor Hussain, Councillor Jones seconded. Can I see a show of hands, all those in favour of that? Thank you, that's unanimous.